Propaganda is a behavior modification tool. Free speech, the free exchange of ideas in a society that cherishes virtue, is critical to overcoming the noxious weed of propaganda. Well, you know, we're never going to overcome propaganda here because it is run so rampant and is being so promoted in so many fields. The only thing that I believe that we'll be able to do, and I did a show on this back in summer of 2016, and that is that we have to establish our own mainstreams. Look, it's too large of an endeavor. You're not going to repair this mainstream. You're not dealing with reality if you think that you can. However, it is a reality that you can create your own mainstream, like we are trying to create here on the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network. And I'm not holding up us up as the only source or the only the outlet, although I hope that we are in that number of outlets. For example, there is the St. Benedict Center in New Hampshire. We talk about this all the time now. There is the Oak Creek Abbey in Oklahoma. There is the Ave Maria in Florida, right outside of Orlando. There is St. Mary's in Kansas. There is the FSSP Seminary in Nebraska. And there are other places, a place in Pennsylvania. The list goes on and on and on. But that's creating new mainstreams. You realize the amount of people that call the show as guests that say they don't have televisions? Like yesterday, Andreas Wiedmer of the Legatus Group was on the show talking about business ethics, and Michael, they don't have television. Doesn't have television. Joseph Pierce doesn't have television. There are other guests don't have TVs. They don't have them. They don't need them. Think about that. They don't want to let the camel's nose under the tent. Again, which is why we have a responsibility here to you and why we take it seriously. And hope that that beacon is shining out and that more people will come to it. So Ms. Morabito makes the final point about the Armenian and other genocides. The inability of so many college students to think and to reason has reached critical mass. Now, folks, this, ladies and gentlemen, this all goes back to Philosophia Perennis no longer being taught. There is no semblance, or very little, rather, remnant of Thomistic or Aristotelian philosophy being taught any longer. Now what is taught is this melange of modern garbage, and it's just that. It's a melange of modern garbage. It's all subjective nitwittery. Doesn't have any basis in a common sense philosophy that could stand the ages, which is what Philosophia Perennis is. It doesn't change from time to time. The time adapts to Philosophia Perennis, which is why it's Philosophia Perennis. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the most important part of the new Christendom. You're not going to have the new Christendom without it. It has to make a comeback. There's not an option. There's no question mark there, which is why the brothers and sisters at the St. Benedict Center, God love them, Brother Andre and Marie included among them, have dedicated and devoted their lives to it because they know it is the important ingredient.